Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Learning from my broken bones, or compassion, the healing feeling. Well, folks, running and biking are how I care for my mind and body. They keep me strong and balanced, at least I think so. So it was painfully discombobulating when my running feet, some black ice on asphalt, and gravity combined to lead one of my ribs to complain vociferously or voriborously, crack. Now, I'd heard a broken rib is painful, but I found levels I didn't know existed, whimpering, please, please, please stop pain. But as my rib went from whimper to wince to almost better, I also found gratitude and sheer awe for how our bodies heal. And I found heartwarming appreciation for little caring gestures like, oh, can I help with your coat, or carry that for you, or how's your rib? Including appreciation to me for the tender touch of my own patience and gentleness. Everybody's compassion made that rib feel better. Then, to celebrate healthy again, my wife Pammy and I headed to sunny Florida with me on lovely long bike rides, tootling along joyfully until, yowie, the handlebars came off. Yeah, who knew? I flew over where the handlebars used to be until so very recently, and kaboom, my wisely helmeted head on the asphalt, followed quickly and no doubt gracefully by the rest of me, broke the fall with my left hand still clamped on those handlebars. Wobbly, woozy getting up, but really glad not to break my neck. I did, quoting official orthopedic doc lingo here, smash, end quote, my ring finger metacarpal bone. Now, if anybody's listening, I don't need more convincing that broken bones hurt. I've got that down. What's surprising again, though, is how healing compassion and caring feel. Oh, what happened to your hand? Do you need help with that? Hope your hand feels better soon. With the best so far, our friend Margie sending a scrumptious piece of chocolate cake with get well soon, Richie, while funny man Peter told wife Pammy to lock me in a closet. I like that one, Peter. In sum, these little misadventures find me developing bone-deep determination when sometimes pain just comes our way to bring compassion and caring along for the ride back to healthy. I'm Dr. Rich, behind over being O'Neill. Thanks for your kindness and for tuning in, everybody.